The USA Peanut Congress swings into action this week in Nashville, Tennessee. The USA Peanut Congress brings together all segments of the peanut industry in the nation. They'll be discussing the meeting of the Peanut Foundation on Friday along with the Tote Bag Task Force, Peanut Butter for the Hungry Committee, and the new export promotion budget for next year. The Saturday program includes an update on the weather and the crop, and along with the economist Dr. Michael Swanson, that'll report from Wells Fargo on agricultural economics. There'll be a seed panel discussing the future of seed in the peanut industry. And then on Sunday, they'll have an update on the Peanut Research and Education Award. The research update will be from the Peanut Institute on nutrition about peanuts. The food aid program will also be discussed and how the industry is using peanut butter as a savior for many of the food aid programs around the world. There'll be an update on the peanut legislation and the new farm bill, and an update on peanut marketing from Kraft Foods, the J.M. Smucker Company, and Mars Chocolate. All of that happening this weekend in Nashville, Tennessee, at the USA Peanut Congress. 15 young leaders have been selected to serve in the leadership training program of the National Peanut Buying Points Association. Robin Singletary, the chairman, said our association is dedicated to providing training for future leaders and helping them understand how the peanut industry has become a vital part of American agriculture. They started their program this past week with a tour of the Snyder's Lance factory in Columbus, Georgia. There was also a stop in Dawson, Georgia, to catch an update from the father of the peanut industry in Georgia, Frank McGill. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.